Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord our God in the midst of thee is mighty. Welcome, 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 everyone. Hallelujah. It's May already. May 2022. Glory to God. The year is marching on. And this is a very special month for us because this is Wise Mother's Month. Hallelujah. Amen. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Hallelujah. Happy, happy Mother's Day to you. I know it's coming up in a few days. So happy Mother's Day. Amen. As we get started, let's open up in a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. You are the true and living one. You are the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. We can lean on you. We can rely on you. Hallelujah. We can trust in you with all our heart, leaning not to our own understanding and acknowledging you in all our ways as you direct our. Oh, we love you so very much today, Lord. And we thank you that your word says, hallelujah, that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We feel you, Lord. We feel your presence. We know you're here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we love you. We love you so much. And we give you glory. Have your way, Lord God. Move by your spirit. Touch hearts. Touch lives. Hallelujah. Touch hearts and lives today with those who are listening, and then those who will be listening in the future, that they'll still get a touch from you because you transcend time and space. Oh, we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're starting with our Wise Mother's Month, and who better to start with in my world is my mama. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have Pastor Mom here with us tonight. Amen. Now, some of you may know about Pastor Mom. Some of you may not. Pastor Mom, as of this day, is 89 years young. And Lord willing, hallelujah, and believing that she's going to live even a longer life, glory to God, in August of this year, Pastor Mom will be 90 years young. Hallelujah. And she is still the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We had a conversation today about bearing fruit, even in old age. And she's not really old age yet. Hallelujah. She's just on the other side of middle age. Hallelujah. That's right, Pastor Price. I hear you. Amen. Amen. So Pastor Mom is doing well. And we want to hear from her tonight. She's a wise woman. She has raised 7 children. Glory to God. Me being one of them. All 7 of her children are born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all of us serve the Lord. Hallelujah. One, I don't know if I can say it this way, but she served the Lord so well, he went on and brought her on home. Amen. And she was a dedicated usher in her church. Hallelujah. We just figured God just brought her on there first so she could help usher us in when it's our time. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then the 6 of us who are still here in the land of the living, are all licensed and ordained ministers, and, you know, all to the glory of God. And, you know, there's some wisdom that God has given to my mother. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, he entrusted her with us. Of course, we didn't know we were going to be ministers like this, but God knew, and he knew who to put us with. Hallelujah, who to raise us. So, yes, my mom does have wisdom. Praise God. And the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. And she's still functioning in that, you know, with us, even though we're all adults. Many have children. And hey, even my oldest sister not only have children, but grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. There's fruit on that tree. Amen. There's fruit. So we want to hear from Pastor Mom. And I tell you, you know, what I did 3 years ago was the last time we did a Wise Mother's Month. And I was listening to Pastor Mom from 3 years ago when she spoke with us. And I mean, just it's just an awesome broadcast. So, with the use of technology, we're going to hear it tonight. And then after we hear, you know, our interview with Pastor Mom, then we can hear from her. And we're going to open up the lines. And if you you know, want to encourage Pastor Mom, you want to pray for Pastor Mom. Hey, she may pray for you and give you a word tonight. Amen. So, you know, it'd be a blessing for you. So just, you know, prepare yourself to press your number one key when we get to that point. I'll let you know. Basically, this interview, which is just so wonderful, it includes her salvation experience when she got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and, you know, it includes the scriptures and the devotionals that she reads, you know, and it includes a couple of recipes. Glory to God. She's talking about her peach cobbler. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie B. McCoy, and she's going to start off telling us her salvation experience. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
All right. I was 14 years old, and I had a friend that night, and she stayed the night with us. And my mother always told us we'd talk all night. But that night, we didn't talk. We both got saved that night. We come home, and then Mom said, "Oh, you're all so quiet, you're not saying anything." So we went on, and we talked. We didn't talk that night. So we had sat on, they called the morning thing. We had sat on that mammal's back all night long. And then, not all night, but all the evening we sat on that. And that we had two mothers. My friend got the one I really wanted to get. But then I got the other one. And when we got through, and they got through talking to us, we got to shouting.
You were shouting, Mom?
Yeah. And I just thanked the Lord. I thanked the Lord. We went on home that night, and we just went to sleep. We didn't even talk to each other.
Okay, you could tell something serious
had happened to you. Yes, something serious had happened to us, because we didn't talk at all that night.
So what was the mothers doing? You know, you guys were on the morning bench. The mothers would come over and pray for you, or what would they do?
Yeah, they would come over and pray for us, and then when they found out, they would really say, "Oh, the mothers would start shouting."
Okay.
And we just had a good time that night. And that week, they turned around and said they was going to baptize us.
Okay.
And we went on for baptism that weekend, that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And when we weren't baptized in the pool, we were baptized in the lake that where we live. And they baptized us that night, that day. It was daytime. And when they shook me down to the water baptized, my mama started down there with me. She was shouting, and she had to catch her to keep her out of the water. And we just had a good time that night baptized. Baptized with water, and we really felt good. And I thank the Lord for that.
So now, when you got baptized, did they put you on a white robe or something?
Yeah, we had a white robe, and then they put a white scarf on my head, and that's the way they baptized.
Okay, so then They put you all the way under the water, right?
Yeah, all the way under the water, right. As it was baptized.
Do you know if they gave you a class before it, or they talked to you about the importance?
Uh-huh, and they told us that they would put their hands over our mouth and nose and then baptize us. And mm-hmm. That's when we were baptized.
So were there a bunch of people who got baptized, or was just you and your friend?
No, it was about six of us got baptized that day.
Okay.
And that was a real good time.
Okay. So that was not too long after you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that you got baptized.
Yeah. I was saved probably on Saturday night, and then I was baptized on Sunday.
Okay.
And I thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Now, was that a special service that Friday? They have a special somebody come down or something?
Yeah, but they had preach. The man preached that night, and the mothers, they prayed over, and it was just a real good time.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So your mother, my grandmother, who we call her Lamont.
Mm-hmm.
And so so Lamont was just a shout. She was happy.
She was happy about her child being, because I was 14 years old. I shouldn't have waited that long. But that's what it was. And she was real happy.
Okay, now do you remember? I'm not gonna go too fast, cause this is something that you know I want to know, and I know this recording will be there in the future for your you do have grandchildren now, you have great grandchildren, and you have great great grandchildren, and Pastor Price can let us know if you have great 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 grandchildren. But we know you have great great grandchildren. So, what were you when you went there that night? Were you thinking about getting saved?
Yeah, I was thinking about getting saved. We had been always talking about it, but I didn't know it was gonna happen like that. That we wouldn't go saying things to each other, but we had a good time.
Wow. Mm. Okay, so I know time had passed before you got baptized in the Holy Ghost, but let me not go so fast with this. When you were saved and you were water baptized, were you in a Baptist church then?
I was in a Baptist church, you're right.
Okay, all right. So then many years later, you got baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember about how old you were?
I think I was about 25, I think, by then.
You were a little older than that, Mom, I think. Because you were in St. Louis.
And I was in St. Louis.
You were, I mean, I think I was a grown woman when you got baptized.
Well.
With the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
Pastor Price can help us. Oh, open up your line, Pastor Price. Okay. All right, Pastor Price is saying she was about 45. You're about 45.
I'm about 45.
Okay, okay. So tell us what happened when you got back.
I went to a church in St. Louis, got a bus that night and went to church. They asked that I want to get baptized, Holy Ghost. And I said, yes. And they sent a 15-year-old girl to help.
All right.
And she talked to me, and I didn't get a chance to talk that night. But the next day, we went to a prayer meeting, and they talked to me about it, and they started talking. Telling me how to get the Holy Spirit and what happened. And the girl didn't give it to me, but she came that night and she talked to me. And she had me talking and had I talked with the Holy Spirit. And that was really good. And when I found out I could talk, I cried, I cried, I cry. It was just good to have talked to the Lord and have the Holy Ghost. And I just cried and cried and cried. And they said, that time they called me crybaby because I cried so long.
Amen. Amen. Because I remember really being grown, you know, in my 20s, at least in my 20s, when, or maybe older than that, when you were, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. And I can recall you were praying. And I think you were in your bedroom over when we lived over in East St. Louis, and I was coming to visit. And because I got married at a young age. I was married at, I think, like around 19, 18, 19. And so I came home, and I heard you praying. And I mean, this, it was like I wasn't speaking in tongues then, but I understood this love language that you had with the Lord. I knew that it was a love thing. And when I walked in, you were just all just wrapped up in love and talking to God in your heavenly language. And I, you know, it blessed me, but I wanted to back up out of the room because I knew that that was private and that that was personal.
Yeah.
You know, what you were doing with the Lord, it was beautiful.
And I remember one night I was in the bathtub. And I was doing the same thing you talked about. I was talking to the Lord. And when I looked around, my husband was standing over the bathtub looking at me. Because he didn't understand what I was, what the Lord was doing. The Lord was showing me how to talk and talk in tongues. And it just did me so much good. And it just took
Hallelujah. that song every time you sing it. Amen. So now when you want to get into the presence of the Lord, is that the song that you sing, or are there some other songs that...
Usually I sing that, but I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I catch myself singing that all the time.
You know you on the battlefield.
For the Lord.
Hallelujah. Okay, now let's get to your children. Tell us about your children. You can start from the youngest to the oldest, or the oldest to the youngest.
Well, I tell you what. I talk to my children, and I talk to them. I always would tell them, don't be greedy about everything. Be nice to each other. Mm-hmm. And keep up with what the Lord tell you to do. He said, Mama, who's talking about the Lord? I said, if you talk to him, he'll tell you what to do.
Amen.
And he will tell you what to do. If don't care what you're doing, if you're washing dishes, if you're trying to cook, or whatever, but talk to the Lord, and he'll tell you what to do. And I always will tell them, and I always will pray and say, Lord, keep faith. Let us do the right thing. Let them talk to the Lord, and he will tell them what to do. And that's what I always will tell my children. What to do, talk to the Lord, and he'll tell you what to do. And when it comes down to working and cooking, I had the girls and the boys. They knew how to cook, and they know how to wash and iron. With my boys, if I want some beans lined, I want my boys to iron my dishes because they real good iron and do the process. So they always did a good job.
Put those creases in.
Uh-huh.
Those creases aren't in anymore, but uh-huh. when they were in,
uh-huh.
you had some sharp creases.
Uh-huh. And they would do the right thing. And I was just thanking the Lord for my children.
Amen. So I was, just really kind of thinking of some things. I know that there are times that you have prayed me through some things in my life. I mean, one particular thing, when I was in high school, about to graduate, I called myself having this boyfriend. He was older than me. And he was doing stuff he ain't had no business doing. And in other words, he was selling drugs. So you knew about that. Daddy knew about it. And they had told me to, stop seeing the guy. And I, teenager. But I love him. Well, What did you and your friend do, Mom? I'm gonna let you say it.
We fasted and prayed. Yeah, I called her and told her that let's fast and pray. And that's what we did. We fasted and prayed. And when we knew anything, he was gone and didn't come back no more. And we was happy about that. That prayer was answered. God answered this prayer, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. God broke that thing quick, and my heart wasn't hurting or nothing.
I can say your heart wasn't.
God just broke it. It was a beautiful thing, and even though I'm much older now, every time I think about it, I praise God all over again.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then even as an adult, I can, this happened 10 years ago when I came here, because I lived in New Jersey for over 20 years. And in 2009, you were diagnosed with stroke. And so all of us were helping you in some way. You were living by yourself at the senior apartment building. And I know that, you know, the Lord told me to come here, and I came here. And I said, Mom, you know, you were doing better then. And this was like in October, and I had stayed until December. And I said, Mom, I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know if I'm supposed to stay here with you. I couldn't imagine leaving you. So it was like, you know, I've been here for 2 months. You have progressed so well. And I said, Mom, I just don't know what to do, whether I'm going to stay here with you. I'll go back to New Jersey. And you said to me emphatically, you better do what God tells you to do. I'm going to be all right. Because God's going to take care of me, but you do what God tells you to do.
Right.
I know you remember telling me.
I remember telling you that. Yeah. And I meant that. Do what he tells you to do. And when you do what he tells you to do, you're doing the right thing.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And the short story with this, that this was... she experienced a stroke in October of 2009, and in June of 2009, the Lord talked to me, and he told me that he was releasing me from my church in New Jersey, and he said, and everything, I have everything together for you, everything you need is all together, and I didn't understand what he was saying, and he knew I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. So he told me to write it in the Bible. He said, write this. He said, this is of me. He said, put that in capital letters. And he said, everything, you know, is okay. I'm taking care of everything. And he said, you know, some more things. I wrote it in my Bible, and then around December of that year, which after I had completely forgotten about it, and Mom said, you do what God tells you to do. I found what I had written 6 months before in my Bible, and I fell out crying because I understood what God had told me. He had told me already, but I didn't get it until 6 months later, and my mom said to me, you do what God tells you to do. So, hallelujah. God is awesome. He's awesome. So now, tell us, you know, what kind of challenges do you remember from raising us 7 children?
Well, the challenges was I always tried to cook food, have good food, whatever it was, if it was pinto beans, if just some kind of beans or whatever, and I cook the pinto beans and make the peach cobbler. And the kids were going to eat the peach cobbler and not the beans. And no, you have to eat a few beans and then eat the peach cobbler.
I remember that. You eat those beans first. I don't care if you have to put ketchup on them. You eat the beans first, and then you can have some peach cobbler. I remember that.
And all them days, I taught you how to cook greens. Even my boys, they knew how to cook greens. And one day, my husband and I, we went out of town, and when we come back home, they had the best greens cooked. And they know how to cook the greens. The boys know how to cook greens. They know how to barbecue. They know how to cook whatever they want.
Yeah, they're both really good cooks, and they know. So let's talk about this peach cobbler for a little while here. You know, Pastor Mom is known for making peach cobbler. And I really didn't know that as much as I know it now. especially since we've been together, and I've been grown, you know, and together with her for the past 10 years. And, you know, people, if things happen in their family and they need some comfort food, you know, like if somebody passes and they're having a repast, and I'm thinking of a certain family, and they wanted some comfort food, they called her up and said, can you make us a peach cobbler? Now, that peach cobbler was not going to go to the repast. It was going to go to the family so that they could have that personally. So tell us with your peach cobbler, and if my nephew Don hears this, it's okay. She has more recipes because he kind of goes through. Don't let her tell all the family secrets, but tell us about your peach cobbler. How do you make it?
Oh, now what I do, I start making the crust myself. I buy the crust now.
Okay.
And I make the bottom crust first, and I put it in the stove and let it cook a little bit. And then I add on the peaches and the sugar and everything on it. And it makes some good peach cobbler. Just have to put, I like butter, pure butter, to go to the peach cobbler. And then I buy a butter flavor, and I put that in there, and that makes that peach cobbler taste very good. Just like it has. Sometimes I don't have, if I don't have butter, so I have a butter flavor, but it makes the peach cobbler.
Okay, so you're not telling everything, because you did. Now, when it comes to measurements, you know, give us some kind of measurements. Pastor Mom, you use the big, well, you make a big peach cobbler,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you use the big can of peaches.
Right.
Right?
Sometimes I use a gallon.
Okay.
And for which I'm making a big deal with a gallon of peaches, and then the sugar would be like 2 cups of sugar.
Okay.
And everything. And I use about a tablespoon a butter flavor, and that makes it taste real good.
How much butter? A pound? Or 6 or?
And about 2. Well, a big one would have to be a pound.
Okay. For if you're making a gallon of peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that crust that she gets is, it's like the flat crust, not the one that's in a pan already.
Mm-hmm.
But the flat crust that you roll out,
uh-huh.
So put that at the bottom of a big pan, mm-hmm. almost a wash pan kind of, that'll fit a gallon of peaches in there.
Yeah. Yeah. When my son-in-law was living, I'd make him just a little pie by himself. And then he'll come after that doll. Says, that ain't right. You make him one and didn't make me one.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so, and a lot of times, I make a rice pudding.
Wait, we're not going to leave the peach cobbler yet. Because somebody might really be listening to this.
Uh-huh.
And they may really want to know, what kind of seasoning do you put in it? Sister McDowell just sent a smile face. You do have a McDowell on the line. And she's saying she does want to know how you make this peach cobbler that her husband wants so much. So what kind of, do you put like cinnamon in it or nutmeg?
No, I don't like cinnamon. You put cinnamon on there if you like to. But I don't like cinnamon on my peach cobbler.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you just put butter in it. You put butter flavor. Mm-hmm. You put any vanilla flavor in it?
Yeah, I put vanilla flavor in it. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a teaspoon of vanilla, a tablespoon, because we were talking a big gallon.
Yeah, uh-huh.
tablespoon?
Yeah, two tablespoons of that great table.
Okay. Okay, but you don't put any kind of seasoning?
No seasoning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you take the crust and you, like, cut it, put the lattice on top?
On top, yeah. But I still put the bottom crust. I like it to cook it a little bit before I put the seasoning in.
Your peaches. Now, if you're using, I'm trying to help people as much as I can because I know they want to make this. So, if you're using like one of those gallon cans of peaches, do you take some of the juice off of it, or you use?
No, I just add let the juice stay in there and
okay.
add the sugar. And everything in there, and that makes it taste good. And I let the juice, when you make that peach, big peach cobbler, I let the juice to that.
Okay. All right, so you got your bottom crust, you've cooked it a little bit. Okay, mm-hmm. Then you put your the gallon of peaches in there with all the juice in it. You put your a pound of butter in it, and if it's a big square, you break it up into little pieces and put it all around, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, and so then you put your butter flavor in it, about a tablespoon full of butter flavor, 2 tablespoons full of vanilla flavor.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then you're ready to put the lattice on top.
On top, right.
Okay, not lettuce, but you put the...
Cut strips.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're getting questions here. Okay. If y'all have my text, you can send me questions. Okay. So Sister McDowell says, do you mix the ingredients on the crust or in a separate bowl? You just put it right in the... You don't mix things in a separate bowl.
No, usually I put it in a bowl first and mix it all together with the sugar and the stuff. And then I pour it on that crust that I didn't put it in the oven, bottom crust.
Good question, Sister McDowell. Anybody have any other questions? My phone is right here. So that was a good question, Sister McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
So she mixes it first in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mixing it, while the crust is cooking in the oven. Okay. All right. She's happy now.
She's happy now.
Right. Okay. So then you cut some more crust up into strips and then make like a pretty lattice vine
mm-hmm.
over the top of the peach cobbler.
And on top of that peach cobbler, before you put it in the oven, I take a little sugar on top.
Okay, on top of the dough you just put, made a lattice on it, the crust you made a lattice on the top. Okay, sprinkle a little sugar on it,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it in the oven.
Right.
How long you cook it? Until what happens?
Until it browns at the top. I let it brown at the top.
Okay, you let that top crust brown, and then you know that it is all right, and if you have any other questions and you don't know my cell phone number, just save that question. We'll be opening up the lines in a little bit, probably about 10 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to let Pastor Mom talk a little bit more. Okay, let's go to the rice pudding recipe.
The rice pudding recipe, I take cooked rice, I put sugar and butter in there, and just when I put the sugar and all the flavor in there, vanilla flavor and butter flavor in there.
See, y'all learning her secret, because most people
and
don't use butter flavor.
If my grandson is listening, he said, Mama ain't supposed to be getting our recipes on the radio. I wonder if she listens.
So, okay.
That's
so
right.
With the,
that's right. It makes it good. You just stir it up with the butter and the flavor in it and stir it up good and put it in. I have not made a big rice pudding. I have always made a small rice pudding.
Okay, so you want to give us any kind of measurements, like maybe 2 cups of rice or something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 2 cups of rice.
My children always lack it, and since they got grown, they still ask me to make a rice.
Yeah, I've been here 10 years, you haven't made one. But you might need to make one, or at least a, what should I say, bread pudding, too.
Yeah, I make bread pudding. They need to talk, Mama, you ain't made a bread pudding in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I still like the bread pudding myself.
Okay. All right. We didn't go too deep into the rice pudding, but we went deeper into the peach cobbler. Okay, so we're going to continue on with our other questions that we have for Pastor Mom. What would you say to mothers, young mothers who are raising their children? What kind of advice would you give to them about raising their children?
Yeah, I'm going to raise your children, show them all what to do, and you don't say, just let the girls do this and the boys do that. But if the boys want to learn how to cook, just learn them how to cook. And I learned them how to wash their own clothes. And iron their own, like I was saying before. I like to learn how to iron some boys. I said, iron pants real. And I just thank the Lord that I tell them how to do the cooking and how to wash it and iron it. They could go downstairs and wash and iron and do everything. But I just thank the Lord.
Amen.
And let them know how to do everything. Because you don't know, what if you have a wife and she gets sick, can't do anything? Well, you have to tell your son how to do it. He can do it and keep doing it. And I thank the Lord. So I know my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law,
oh, no question. Amen. Amen. And you have some beautiful daughter-in-law.
My beautiful daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them all.
Amen. Now, I know I didn't tell you this in advance, and we're going to have you pray for mothers before you go.
Okay.
But I know that a lot of times, you read prayers, and you are a reader. There are things that you read, you know, your devotional times. You have a prayer book that you read every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have some really good prayer time with the Lord. So, and you make sure you do that every day.
Every morning and every night. It's like I tell you, I have different scriptures, the 23rd Psalm and the 91st Psalm. So I always like to read that. And I don't want to go anywhere for the day until I read all of that. I guess some of my children know what I do because sometimes I read out loud.
Right.
Yeah. So I like to read and I like to tell you, read and pray.
Yes.
Pray about my children and pray to the Lord about them, ask them what to take care of them, and lead them along the way. And I say he has did a good job with us.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord.
Amen.
I guess you all say I
can
start talking and don't know when to stop.
No, that's good. You're doing good. You're doing good. We're going to open the lines in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But tell them some of the devotionals that you read.
I read the 23rd chapter, and I read the 91st chapter.
Right. And your books
and
that
my
you
books
read.
I read, I got the Jesus Calling, and then I read Faith to Faith. This is from Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland.
Yeah, and you've had that for a long time. I think the other one wore out. We had to find you another one because you read that so much. And then you have a devotional that they send you. That your prayer book that they send you,
Life-Setting magazine, and that's I read three times a day. Have a
morning,
have noon, and then you have like at night.
Uh-huh.
When you get ready to go to bed, I read all of that. And I thank the Lord.
Amen.
It's keeping it going. Not only that, it's a Bible too.
Amen. And you were saying about the scriptures that you read, the 23rd Psalm and the 91st Psalm.
Uh-huh.
And then I know that there's a Psalm that you read in the morning. One you read in the morning and one you read at night.
Yeah.
Was it one is Psalm 4, and the other one is Psalm 5.
Uh-huh. You got a noonday. You have a noonday, too.
Okay. Now, I'm talking about just you, not the life study.
Mm-hmm. Just me reading it. Yes.
Yeah, because you got me started on that.
We got you started. I didn't know you started on it, but I get that and get to read, and I thank the Lord. And I don't miss a day. I don't miss a day. I don't want to miss a day.
Yes. Amen. I was trying to pull up Psalm 4 real quick. Okay.
Psalm 4?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my night.
That's your night one, Psalm 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
This Bible made me because...
That's a different version.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to look for Psalms.
Okay, that's the night one. Because at the end of it, it says, in peace will I lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, will make me dwell in safety. Amen. So Psalm 4, that's the night psalm.
Huh.
And then...
I read it every night before I go to bed.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And so Psalm 5 is the morning one. So... trying to get to that one real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So, I was trying to see the key verses. Oh, okay. It says, this is Psalm 5, verse 3. O Lord, in the morning, you will hear my voice in the morning. I plead my case to you and watch. That was the key verse.
Yeah.
But so Psalm 5 is morning and Psalm 4 is the night.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that, you know, that she's told me about that she does. So, Pastor Mom, I know it's about time to open up the line. People have been just waiting patiently. But before I open up the line, I want you to, you know, if you have any words you want to say, you can go ahead and say that. But to a mother, you know, who has children, they're young or old, and then pray for them.
Okay.
Yes.
Father God, I come to you and ask you to take care of all children and let the parents know you pray for your children, whether they know it or not. Pray for them and pray for all your children all the time. Because they can't do wrong, get along without you, Lord. They know that you can take care of everything. They don't have to just grab it and say what we're going to say, but we can ask you and you can tell us what to do. And keep us going, Lord. And I ask you to bless everybody that have children and let them know you're supposed to pray for your children and keep them in line, everything. And let them know that if they ask you for something, you will give it to them. I thank you, Lord, for giving them good service and letting them know what to do and how to do. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for Pastor Mom. Those of you who were on the line in the beginning heard that this was really a pre-recorded message from about 3 years ago, and it was so good that we wanted to hear it again. Now, Pastor Mom is here with us. Glory to God. Amen. And so now that she is nearing 90 years this year, you know, the readings that she did before, you know, with things going on in her eyes, and we're praying for her, so keep her lifted up in prayer that you know, it's not so much as what she used to do 3 years ago. But we were talking about that. And, you know, even though she doesn't do the readings the way that she used to be able to do, she has hidden the word in her heart. And so she has scriptures that she has memorized, hallelujah, over the years. And that has been such a blessing. Right, Pastor Mom?
Right.
Amen. Amen. And now you're not reading so much the prayers that you are reading, but you're still praying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Still praying for your children. There are times when I'll buy a room, I say, you know, Mom, you talking to me? No, I'm talking to the Lord. And I say, carry on. Amen. Is there anything that you want to add to what was said before?
That everything is just good. It goes good.
Everything is good.
Everything is good.
Amen. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, well, we're going to open up the lines now. Hallelujah. And so pressure number one, Key, you want to encourage Pastor Mom, encourage the woman of God. You want to pray for her. You want prayer from her. Pressure number one, Key, we'll open up the lines. Right now we see Minister Mary first, Pastor Catherine, and then Pastor Price. So anyone else, pressure number one, Key. Minister Mary, we're opening up your line now.
Hey, hi, Mama.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I really love that
recording. That was wonderful. And you know I love your peach cobbler. And you have taught all of my daughters how to make that peach cobbler, and they know how to make it just like you. So if I want some, I tell them to use Gigi's recipe. But I do want to say, and I've said this so many times before, that my mother has always been my biggest role model in life, and I've always looked at everything she's done as far as raising children and her spiritual walk and just the excellence that she had in being an educator all the years. And she has just been such a wonderful hero to me, and I praise God for that. And I always say that my mother is responsible for me advancing in my career as well, because during the time when I needed to take some courses and things like that, she was there to help me with my children and allowed me the opportunity to take those classes and learn and be able to advance in my career. So I'm grateful to God for everything that you've done, Mama, and you continue to be my hero, and I love you. I love you. I love you, and I just want to thank God for you.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right. Yeah, I remember when Pastor Mom would come to Nashville and stay with the kids, and the stories that she would have would just be so funny. Amen. She had a good time. All right. Let's open the line for Pastor Catherine.
Hi, Pastor Catherine. Well, hi. Praise God. I probably shouldn't have pushed my number one key, because I'm trying to write directions for tomorrow. And I'm so sleepy.
But, remember, you can your voice dictation machine thing, so you don't have to type it. You can speak it in.
Hi, Mom. Hi again.
Hi.
Yeah, I enjoyed you, and I'm so glad Apostle Bob Ann have recorded that. That is so nice. And some things it was something that I did not remember. Her, I remember about the peach cobbler. I'm sorry, it just kind of slipped my mind. But I'll go back and I'll listen to it. Thank you so much, Apostle, for recording that, because we'll always have that. Thank you so much. About her salvation. I think that was it. I didn't remember that. But, you know, I always say that you are my hero. I always, you taught me many, many things, you know, how to fold clothes, how to wash. And one of the main things, I don't think I've ever remember saying this to you, is that when my son was, I think he was almost 4 years old, and you were at that particular time, you were teaching at a preschool, a center. And I think he went there for about a half a year. And he was waiting on you to put his coat on and everything. And you asked me, "Did you let that boy put his own clothes on?" I said, no, ma'am. She said, you better start letting him put his own clothes on. He don't even know how to put his own coat, and he's waiting for me to put his coat on. So I got that, and I learned that, and so when I got my grandchildren, I was able to teach my daughter the same thing. So I just want to tell you thank you. So you always like for us to start early. Start early.
Amen.
Helping the children. So I just want to tell you thank you so much for that. And I just want to say thank you for carrying me for those 9 months. You may not have wanted the first one, but I came anyway.
And praise God.
Hallelujah.
We're glad about it.
I just want to tell you thank you for all the things that how long you carried me in my home as we wash you up every morning. As Apostle always say, this used to be my home in your stomach. So we can say that every morning. This used to be my home. So thanks for giving me a home while the Lord was knitting me together. Praise God. So I love you, Mama. And I hope to see you tomorrow.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to get back to this.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Bye-bye. Amen. Anyone else? I see you, Pastor Price. You're next. Oh, and then Minister Rachel, praise God. Amen. Pastor Price, praise God. Welcome.
Oh, glory to God. That was so wonderful. How you doing, Mama? Miss Ellen.
Good, fine.
Yes, yes. I just really love the way that Apostle did it tonight to come back and play the recording of your interview before. I just thank God for that. And I was sitting there like thinking back about through the years when they were asking about when you got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I can remember that you and I, Mom, we had started going to the Christian Women of the New Wave. And then we became of a cell group with Margaret Wren and others, and we would go to cell group meetings while I was there in St. Louis, when I would, you know, be there in St. Louis and come home. And it was just such a wonderful blessing for you and I to be in word ministry, spirit-filled ministry, and in a word ministry, a ministry of faith. And we would go to the cell group ministries where they had the house meetings out of the bigger I think that must have been Ron Tucker's, Pastor Ron Tucker's church had that. And so you and I would go. And I was just thanking the Lord for that special time. And then I remember I got baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then later on, not too far away after I got baptized with the Holy Ghost, you called me in Los Angeles and you began to speak in tongues. And, you know, I can speak where you used to, where I heard you when you first began. And you would say, oh, la si, la soul. I could just always get la si, la soul. And I used to say, my mama's tongue is so pretty. It's just so pretty. And then many of the times I could hear you saying, Lord, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so. So when I would hear your tongue, I would hear you worshiping the Lord and thanking the Lord for who he is in your life. So I thank God for the walk that you've had over the years, the life you exemplified before us, and how that when you could, you'd always make sure you would get on your knees at the time when you could. And then you would also, every morning, 3 o'clock, nonstop, would get up and pray. And then each day as you go in, even going into the bathroom, you would have things prepared to be able to spend time with the Lord, and I've watched your life. One of the things I remember you used to read on a daily basis that you taught me to do was that one of the things when I would come and maybe had a problem with someone and something was going on and there was a problem. And I said, well, so Mama, you know, I need to stand against this. You said, well, Helen, I read this, Helen, and you need to read Psalms 35. And so that's where I began to read Psalms 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also, draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. And so I just love that you gave me Psalms 35. And one of the translations says, contend with those who would contend with me. So I realized that the battle was not mine, that I was to look to the Lord to plead my cause, to fight a battle if there was something that was going on. And so I just praise God for you and all the many, many things that you have taught, and you've been there. I mean, whenever we had a graduation, you were always there for each graduation. And each time that I had my later children, whether it had been Joy, and then later on when I had Amber, and you came and told me, you said, I'm coming to see about you, not because you're a young woman having a baby. I'm coming to see about you because you are an old woman. And then also you taught us about making sure we had good bedding and towels and making sure that we always kept our not only our top clothes done well, but underneath to make sure we had good undies and all kinds of things that you invested and instilled in us. And I just wanted to thank God for everything that you did and do. And then when we began East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and the Lord had sent me there, and you were still a member of New Hope Baptist Church at that time, but you were spirit-filled. And when God sent me there to begin a church and had called me to go there to begin a church, you wanted to come in and to assist me in the ministry there. And one of the things that stood out to me was that on the day that you were going for the first service, when we were in a building and going for our first service, you wanted to go by Greater New Hope Baptist Church, and Pastor Crockett was the pastor at the time, and you wanted to go in there and take your tithes and offering. And that just really was just amazing to him. And he told him, well, tell that story of how someone was leaving, but yet still brought by their tithes and offering. And so you taught us about giving. One of the things that I noticed as a child, as I was growing, the scripture that I always keep as a scripture where you are concerned, Mama, is Proverbs. It's in Proverbs, the 26th chapter. And I believe it's the 26th. Let me make sure so I won't get that wrong while I'm talking out. Be true. Is that the scripture talks about that there is he that scattereth. He that scattereth, but yet will increase. And there is he that withholdeth more than is meet, but it will tend to poverty. And it said the liberal soul shall be made fat, and those who water others will be watered themselves. And so we learned from you. I learned, and I don't know if that's in 26, but I learned that that's the scripture. I know the scripture by heart, but I have to remember where there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. Well, you taught us as we were coming up, we saw you give. I mean, literally, we saw you give, give, give. Lord, neighborhood, you would give constantly. You all would give. But the more you all would give, the more that it seemed like that the increase would come back to you all. And so I learned that to be a giver. I learned through your life and through Dad's life to be givers. And I appreciate everything. And once again, I appreciate all of the times that you come for babies and graduation and how you would always take that time, you know, for all of our children. You might not have had much sometimes, but you'd always send a little something for the children, for their birthdays or for graduation, and to us too. And so I just thank God for you. I just wanted to thank God for all that he has done and is yet doing in your life right now. And I thank God for you and for the years, just everything. As the song says, through the years, as a song that says, through the years. And through the years, God has really used you. And I just want to tell you, I love you, Mom. I appreciate you. I thank God for Pastor Catherine and Pastor and Apostle for being there with you and to be able to give you that quality of life care that you can have. And I thank God for you. May you have many, many, many more years to come. And I say in advance, happy Mother's Day, Mom. Glory to God. So God bless you and thank God for you. I think that's it.
And thank you so much. Thank you so
much. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. Christ. Hallelujah. And that was Proverbs 11:24-26. I looked it up.
Oh, thank you, Apostle.
Amen. That's exactly what it says. That's the scripture. Amen. So thank you. Thank you for all of that. That was good. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's
bring back memories, too. And I was thinking, you know, this year, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church that the Lord founded through you is 32 years old.
Yes.
32.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Apostle. I'm sorry, Apostle. I forgot to say that even though I began the church, East St. Louis Christian Center, the Lord used me to be a founding pastor. But then when the Lord came time, somebody would say, oh, well, did she just leave the church with Mom? Or did she? No. When the time came, God gave Mom a vision, gave Mom a dream, and she had gifts. And there were gift boxes. And there was one gift box inside of another gift box inside of another gift box. And the Lord began to tell Mom that he had gifted her. He had called her. It wasn't something that man had done, but he himself had done on her behalf. And then I saw God step up on her behalf and do supernatural favor for her. Favor that, I mean, that was just surpassing when she was over in the senior citizen building and other buildings, not just senior citizen, but other buildings. God would open up the door and give her buildings for fractions of what it would cost and gave her favor and would just bless and add to the ministry, even down to when the time came for them to be right there at the Heritage House where, again, God gave the word to bring it out of the house and begin to have it down there. And it became a light and a beacon down there in the Heritage House where you all are at. So I just wanted to say that God gifted Mom. He gifted you, Mom, as you know, and gave you the gift. You were called and anointed and appointed by God to do what he called you to do. And I just thank God for you, and I give glory to God and thank him for all that he has done in your life. And I'm through now, Apostle. God bless you and love you, Mom.
Yeah, I love you. I love you.
What'd you say, Pastor Mom?
That
you love her.
Uh-huh, I love her.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
It's been a little late for her now. I'm just saying.
Yes.
It's been
yes,
a little late.
Yes, yes. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we have Minister Rachel. Anyone else? Pressure number one key. Thank you all so much. Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. How are
you? All the mothers. Amen. Thank you.
And I wanted to say, oh, God bless Pastor Mom for always saying yes to the Lord and just standing firm on his promises and continuing always in prayer. She's walking right in his word, and, you know, it says effectual fervent prayer, the righteous man availeth much. So all of her prayers, she's seeing the fruit of it, the fruit
Hallelujah.
Of those beautiful prayers.
Amen. Amen. You know she's praying for you and your family as well.
Amen. And God bless her. She's going to have a crown
Amen.
Up in heaven.
Amen.
She's a blessing
Thank you,
down
Jesus.
Here for God's glory.
Yes, Lord. Amen. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for those encouraging words. And as I said, it's getting a little late for her. Okay.
I know. I'm going to get ready. I started dozing off myself. Lord, help me.
So thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. All right. Love
you. Love you all.
Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Minister Carey, and then we have Sister McDowell. Minister Carey, welcome.
Good evening, everyone. Pastor Mom, it was just an enjoyment just to hear you, how you walk how you've walked with the Lord during your life, and even how you taught your children and how they just picked it up and kind of walked with it, how encouraging how they lift you up, you know, as you've done so much. I sit here and I just at times just laugh because Pastor Catherine and Mary, Minister Mary, I want to call her by her first name, but I just thank the Lord for you all sharing this with us and your faithfulness and how the Lord has been so faithful, yes. Younger now in your older years. And, you know, he did yes. say, even in our older years when our hair is gray, that he all that he does for us, even throughout. And it just showed that the foundation of his word, that he's just done it, and you can see it. And so I just thank the Lord for that. I thank you, Lord, for sharing it and all that he's doing and continually doing for you and your family, and how you all are such a blessing just to sit and listen to you. Even as an older person, just to sit at your feet and listen to the things that how the Lord has walked you through, Pastor Price and Pastor Catherine and Apostle. And it's just an enjoyment knowing you. And I just thank the Lord for you. And blessings to you and your family. He said for generations to generations that he would do it. And you can just see it. From one generation to the other generation.
Hallelujah.
And how faithful he is. And just blessings to you and everyone.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
That was just such a blessing. You know, we see it from our side, and then for you to say that and others who have said something, it's just a blessing to hear. How the Lord is just how he's used us. We just being who we are, and you know, oh, by the way, God is using us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Carey. God bless you.
God bless you all. You're welcome.
Amen. Sister McDowell. Praise the Lord. We're opening up the line for you.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. How you all?
Hi.
Doing good.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm holding on, Mother, and I just wanted to say I'm just so happy to know you, have known you, and just so happy to know you and your family. You're just a blessing. Just to hear your testimony is just so encouraging and inspirational. And I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day, and I love you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister McDowell. Always good to hear from you. Amen.
It's always good to hear you all.
Amen. And we do understand this Mother's Day is a special day. And so we
yes.
you know, join our faith together with you and just keep you in prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I was, you know,
I appreciate
we were
that.
Praying for you and just, you know, that God will just flood your memory with beautiful memories of previous
yes.
mothers. Hallelujah. Just have you just giggling, thinking about it. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that. Much needed.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you. Love God, you. Have a
love
blessing.
You all. God bless. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Okay. Anyone else? Hallelujah. And I think we've gotten to most everybody who's on the line. We see you, Sister Debbie. Praise God. Good to see you on the line. Hallelujah. And then everyone else. Glory to God. So if you have anything you want to press your number one key. Otherwise, we're going to, you know, we always say our prayer of salvation. tell you about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and then we're going to be closing out tonight. And Pastor Mom is going to close us out tonight. Hallelujah. After I finish. Amen. Amen. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. What love. So much love he's given to us. And Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So I just love it how he's made it easy for us. He's done all the work. Amen. And all we have to do is believe and receive. Hallelujah. And so if you'll just repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. To my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I am born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, with all your heart, you are saved, you are born again. Hallelujah. And so we pray over you right now. We pray that you'll be filled. Lord, fill them right now with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. Power to live right, power to do right, power to be able to read the Word of God and understand it with clarity and revelation in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for that, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. And we just say to you that it's time now to grow in the Lord. If there's a Bible-believing church near you, by all means, please go to it. And in addition to that, you can come and learn and grow with Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. We have a family of broadcasts on every Sunday. We have a church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is the senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We're here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Glory to God. You will learn and grow. Amen. And this Sunday is Mother's Day. So we'll be having a Mother's Day good time. And so when you come on this Monday, and this is for every, not Monday, this Sunday, for everyone, bring a statement about your mother. Just think about her. You know, she's done something really good, you know, in your life, and we want you to share it with us. So that's what we're going to be doing on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. noon, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching, and that's with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And that is on Mondays, every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, because it's at lunchtime. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues. Yes, 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 Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And so we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes each. And then we have interpretation of tongues. We've been doing this for about 2.5 years now, and I'm telling you, it's no less than awesome. Oh, my goodness. We have such a great time in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And many of us have grown in our spiritual life because of that time with the Lord together. Amen. Now, so that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month, and already this Wednesday coming up, Wednesday, May the 11th, is the second Wednesday of the month. So we will have our healing service, and we call it Prophetic Healing. And we meet at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and in the last 2 months, almost 20 people or 20 healings have happened in the last 2 months. So you want to dive into this. If you have anything going on in your body, you know someone who needs prayer, God will send his word and heal them right over the phone line. Amen. So this Wednesday, May the 11th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, this is our Thursday night edition, and it starts at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And so we have our Thursday night edition, and this month is Wise Mothers Month. So you're going to hear from other mothers. You may even hear about mothers. But it's Wise Mothers Month this month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday evening. Praise God. And that's our Get'em Radio family of broadcasts to help you learn and grow and know more about our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. So we're going to go ahead and close out. We're going to have Pastor Mom to close us out in a word of prayer. Do you have any comments you want to make? Just thanking everybody for being here.
Just thank everybody for being here. And then
And all the comments.
And all the comments.
Yes. Amen.
And bless us all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch to send me and thee while we ask them on the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yep, it's a little late for her tonight, but she hung in there, didn't she? Amen. We praise God for Pastor Mom. Love you all. Have a very blessed Mother's Day that's coming up. Hallelujah. And we will see you. Hopefully, we'll see you on the line on this Sunday for Mother's Day. Have a blessed rest of the night. Love you all.
Y'all tell the people that.